Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
That's right, baby. It's time for more smooth jazz. JK, of course, it's 10 p.m., so you know it is not time for smooth jazz. It's time to listen to some insanity of a raving lunatic. That's right, it's time for the Indie Circuit, Radio St. Pete exclusive. My name's Mao, and this is the show that brings you some of the zaniest stuff in modern times. Sometimes not, though. Sometimes just normal music. Sometimes crazy music. But it's all independent. All indie music. All stuff that's not quite out there on radio. But who listens to radio anymore? I couldn't tell you. Because I haven't for 100 million years. Which is weird. Because I'm not 100 million years old. Boy, I will tell you this, though. I recently bought back... I had an old pickup truck that I had sold to a friend. And I bought it back from him. Because, well, we had been together since 1995. And I was missing him, and the old truck was... Oh, so I went and picked him up, and it's the only vehicle that has a stereo that doesn't have a little USB in the front of it. Oh, man. Talk about primitive age. Like, that, it has a CD. You have to put CDs in it. Can you imagine that? Oh, my God, the horror. See, basically what happened was every other vehicle I own... all vehicles I've driven have a little USB slot now. So I take a little 32 gig flash drive, or maybe a 16 gig flash drive, and I load it up with music, billions and billions of songs, and I put it in there and I hit random, and I hit all folders randomizer, and I never change that thing again in the history of the world. And it's so awesome because, like, it's just my music, stuff I like. You know, and 32 gigs of music is like a lot of music. So, you know, it's just not in no commercials, no nothing. It's just my stuff. And I got my old truck back, and I was like really excited because I was like, oh, yeah. And I was like, that's really cool. And then I was like, oh, my God, this thing just has a CD player. And I had to dust off my old CDs, and I was like, oh, what am I going to take? Now I have to, like, plan, you know. It's pretty weird. Ooh, Twilight Zone, Crazy Town. So I'm going to have to just rip that stereo out and put a better one in. Or I'll just rip the whole thing out because it's kind of loud in there anyway. We'll see. I don't know. You know, you got to weigh your options. Here's some music for your ears to weigh. An option of hearing it. Or hearing it louder, I guess. Turn it up, man.
It's like the Monty's. We always get our man.
Mrs. Peacock was a man?
good.
Crotone antico, patria
e spero tanto che i fantasmi svaniranno. E voglio scrivere questa mia canzone per non pensare alla desolazione, ma voglio ancora continuare a sperare che tutti possano ancora sognare i colori e gli odori del mio paese, le mareggiate, le brezze, lo scirocco, Capocolonna, Santa Spina e San Rocco, i gabbiani, profumo del mare, l'odore del pesce e del sale.
Tu su,
abbandonato anche la lì.
Tu su,
e c'è rimasto solo umano.
Tu su,
disoperazione che ama.
Tu su,
mafia, camorra e tranchetà.
Tu su,
abbandonato anche la lì.
Tu su,
e c'è rimasto solo umano.
Tu su,
disoperazione che ama.
Tu su,
mafia, camorra e tranchetà.
That's what I love about these high school girls, man. I get older, they stay the same age.
Radio 9000, 9000, officer in trouble.
9000, the police call for trouble. And when the black ripoff of the decade has just tore up the murder capital of the world, man, you got trouble. Detroit 9000, a city in trouble. Motortown, where a hunky cop is a minority race.
He's white. In downtown Detroit, he is in a 1-9 minority.
Detroit 9000, the double cross that spelled disaster for a whole city. It's gotta get solved or the whole town's gonna explode. See Detroit 9000, rated R. It's a city all tore up. Detroit 9000.
You use your tongue prettier than a $20 whore.
Oh, that makes me sad. Because, of course, that means I just remembered that Gene Wilder passed away recently, and that's so sad. He was incredibly, incredibly talented. Before the break, I played Bongo Boy Beach. Oh my god, I mess that up every time. I gotta talk to them and see if they can rename the album, which I doubt because it's already been cut and shipped and out. Anyway, it's called Bongo Boy Beach. I played Sarah James, Boys Like You, Mia Moravis, Deep Blue Sea, and trust me, if I butcher this English or your name, please don't be offended. And last but not least, Massimiliano, you sud. Yes, say that. I can't say it once. Boy, you know, because of like how you have to record early, I mean, obviously this isn't a live show, because let's just say that would make the Radio St. Pete management a little nervous. Anyway, so basically, you know, I'm taping this as the impending doom of the rainstorm is coming. And Bay News 9, and oh my god, it's coming right for us. I always wonder, like, wouldn't that be weird if I uploaded this show and, like, the hurricane was so bad it ripped all of Florida, just got ripped right off the map. There was no more Florida. And then they'd be like, oh my god, he's from the grave. People would hear it. It would be the last transmission as the tower sank into the water. And the hurricane laughed and laughed and said, "Now, finally, I've destroyed my home." But my last transmission would it'd be like, oh, and like a finger would come up and hit the button just right as the last gasp. And then it, like, transmitted out. And, like, this would be the last show ever. Man, pretty deep, huh? Probably not deep at all. It's just rain, folks. Come on now. Simmer down. Rain in Florida, that's like, I don't know, an everyday event. Rains 700 million inches in 10 minutes, and then it's back to being stiflingly hot with a chance of lava. Come on, man. Anyway, here's some more music. Oh, I do. I got a new band. I don't have a new band to play, but I contacted a band, and they said, yeah, use us. And I was like, yes. So I will be bringing some new music to you very soon, the Humanoids. And there's, like, a lot of Humanoids, so I'm going to have to make sure I share the exact link. I looked them up to contact them because I had their album and I was playing it, and I was like, oh, these dudes are really ripping, man. I gotta get them for Indie Circuit. So I went out on the internet and I searched, and I was like, wow, there's a lot of Humanoids bands. But this is the one that said yes. And I also have the record, so it's good. All right, but here's not them. Here's some other music.
Would you mind not shooting at the thermonuclear weapons?
Nazis. are only two things I can't stand in this world. People who are intolerant of other people's cultures and the Dutch.
Ah, very nice. That was Space Party from the album Invasion of the Surfer. Invasion of the Surfer. Let me see. Is there more to that? Oh, Invasion of the Surfer Men. I knew there was. Just couldn't read it. My eyes are going. My ears are going. My brain's going. I played Space Party, Flight to Mars. Then I couldn't take it and I wanted more. So I played Beyond the Surf and Spanish Song. Or as they say in Mexico, El Spanish Song. I don't know Spanish. Anyway, so yes, that is Space Party. Good, good stuff. While I am thinking of it, I have to give my little shtick. Make sure you check out some of my other podcasts. We have another one on this show, on the Radio St. Pete, called the Kung Fu Theater, where we talk about crazy kung fu movies from the 70s, 80s, 90s, other. And then also we do a B-movie review podcast show. Go to bunchofdorks.com. Now, there's three podcasts on there. First one, Slow Robot A Go-Go. That's just a B-movie review podcast where we talk a lot about B-movies and other shenanigans. Middle one I have nothing to do with, but they're friends of mine. It's called a Two-Dimension Podcast, the comic book podcast with no direction. So I want to buy them a compass. Maybe we can start a Kickstarter and get them a compass so they can have some direction. And the bottom one is the original, the often imitated, never duplicated, Bunch of Dorks. That had a 10-year run ending earlier this year where I was like, enough of this. But it's like this show, but a lot more cursing and anger. So hey, if you like hatred, go on over to bunchofdorks.com. It'll be your one-stop shop for stupidity. Yeah, so what am I going to play next? Oh, I did. I'm talking about getting that old truck back. You know, the friend of mine lowered it, so it's getting very beastly looking. It's a little flat black, or like a hot rod black, they call it, where it's not quite satin, not quite flat. You know, it's kind of a cool look. And I put those full moon hub caps on it, so it's got a certain look to it. I was like, oh man, I should get like a vinyl wrap for it. And I called a couple places in the area, and one was like really expensive. I was like, well, not doing that. And then another one came in with a reasonable offer, and I said, ah, I am going to do that. So I got, I'm going to take this truck to get the hood wrapped, and I'm getting a gigantic, like, green, weird-looking Frankenstein head on the hood of it. Whole hood. It's like the fire chicken from a Pontiac, except it's going to be Frankenstein's head. So if you ever see that driving around in the Tampa area, you can go, hey, I know that guy. He's on that podcast I listen to, or he's on that radio station I listen to, Radio St. Pete. He plays weird music, and he's a weirdo. And then beep and wave. And I'll just go, hi, and I'll follow you and ask you to buy me a cheeseburger. I won't follow you, but you can beep if you want. All right, here's more music.
Johnny, what can you make out of this?
This? Well, I could make a hat, or a brooch, or a pterodactyl.
We'll be right back. I'm sorry, your answer must be in the form of a question, but thank you for playing.
Now the ultimate evil, Devil Woman. The baddest dudes that ever walked the face of the earth fight it out with Satan's sinister sister in a battle to the death. Devil Woman, don't cross her path unless you're tired of living. Plus, dragons never die in the tradition of Bruce Lee. It's the martial arts picture of the year. It's super tough. Devil Woman and the dragons never die. Take your mama to see them before somebody else does. In color, rated R.
Last gig. Magic potion?
Yeah.
Thought so. Good. What do we do? Drink it?
Yeah.
Good. Thought so.
On the other side of the break, that was Red Morris from Lady Rose, CD Lady Rose. I played Golden Angel, Lady Rose, and My Sea's Echoes. You know, I didn't know anything about that CD when it arrived. I got it on, you know, a digital download, and I was like, all right. And I played it, and I was like, wow. This is very, you know, cool guitar riffy kind of stuff. Really dig that music. That's not usually the kind of music I listen to, but hey, man, awesome is awesome, right? I'm trying to look around. What should I play next? Oof. I don't know. We'll see. We'll figure it out. I'm probably going to play Lulu Finn the Woohoo, because that was a new one we got. You know, and I'm trying to keep track of all this music. I have a lot of music that I had from the Bunch of Dorks. That's kind of, I can't play on Indie Circuit because it's a lot of cursing and angriness. Reverend Beatman, The Monsters, you know, I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on. And most of the punk stuff I listen to always had a lot of cursing in it. And this isn't that kind of show. And I appreciate that, but I'm like, oh, I always had to go, like, can I play that? I don't think I can play that. And I go, eh. I don't really cry like a baby. In my head I do, but I can't outside of my head, because then people will be like, look at this guy, what a weirdo. And I don't want to have that impression. Right, everyone? Eh? Eh? Here's some Lulu Finn the Woohoo.
Skis, huh?
That's right.
Great. They're yours?
Uh-huh.
Both of them?
Yeah.
Cool.
Thank you.
Ramblers, let's get rambling.
Wow, that was like a groovy. I really got a groovy, like, surf vibe going on this show, huh? I should have really put in some angry garage punk screaming girl Japanese music. It just doesn't feel right. Oh well. Sometimes that's the way the cookie crumbles. You go from smooth jazz into Mao's wacky fun time surf music. Hang 10 Extravaganza. That's terrible. It's a terrible name. And it's a terrible concept. But hey, I do like me some surf music from time to time. And you have been the beneficiary of said love of said surf music. That is a band I just got a hold of 2 weeks ago, I think. And they said, of course. And I said, thank you very much. That is Lulu Finn the Woohoo. That is a surf, all-girl surf garage band from Japan. They fit the mold of the music I love to play. And I played for you Boots, Jungle Call, Jack the Ripper, and Made in Japan. So yeah, dig them. You can find them on Facebook, as you can find most everyone that I play on Facebook. Well, I think, kiddies, that is going to be it for this edition of the Indie Circuit. Hopefully you're not listening to me floating in a little rubber raft, hoping that they'll save you with that helicopter with the little thing that comes down and picks you up. I think we'll be all right. Until next week, my name's Mao. This has been the Radio St. Pete exclusive Indie Circuit.